And now I would just like to open my heart and just share a few thoughts about Srila Narayanaswamy, our very special guest that we have here today. I mentioned that, you know, if we're fortunate, we'll have some examples in our lives, about how to live as a devotee. And Srila Narayanaswamy is for myself, for my wife, Gita Priya, he's her Diksha Guru. In a sense, he's been like a guru to our family, and a guru to so many of people that are dear to me. He's one of the most exceptional people I've ever known. I've known him for about 27 years. And like Vaisheshika Prabhu, he's always absorbed in Krishna consciousness. When he speaks, he offered to come here tonight, and he very humbly said that I prefer not to speak. But we managed to get him to chant. He's equally... he's equally deeply qualified for both. When he speaks with unusually deep realization on the Shastra, in ways that he'll reveal things in those verses that nobody else reveals. And when he chants, there's some very rich devotional quality in that chanting that just changes the heart of everybody that hears it. So he's very selflessly serves, usually over in Ukraine and in Russia and other places in Eastern Europe. We don't get to have him here very much. There he gives shelter to literally thousands of people. Thousands of devotees are dependent on him. And under difficult circumstances, we think we have difficult circumstances over here. We don't know what difficult circumstances are compared to what they have there. There are major difficulties there. You know, the mafia, a government that's against you, and wars, and all kinds of very difficult circumstances. So currently, as I mentioned, he gives shelter to so many devotees in the Ukraine, which is currently a nation at war. And so many of those devotees that are taking shelter and are living in difficult times. I think Yashoda, is he here? Oh, there you go. Yashoda wanted to mention a little bit about that, and then we'll ask Narayanaswamy to come. Could you?
Thank you. Radhanath Swami talked about attaining the grace of Sri Radha by becoming dear to and serving the servants of those who serve her. And, you know, I was struck by how much that's true in the case of Srila Narayanaswamy, how he's serving selflessly. And he's actually got big organizational responsibilities in Russia and in Ukraine. And one of the things that he is spearheading right now is the rehabilitation and giving shelter to people who have literally lost everything in the war that's currently going on in Ukraine. There's so many things that, you know, you could find out about that specifically by asking him. You can talk to me offline about details. And I know we keep hearing pitches for, you know, donations and money from all kinds of sources. I get hit upon for donations all the time in Krishna temples as well as outside of Krishna temples. And sometimes, frankly, our tendency is to say, oh, please, not again. I don't want to listen to this pitch again, right? Isn't that true? Like, we get these pitches all the time. Now there's crowdfunding that, you know, comes and, you know, bothers us. But I promise you that this particular pitch that I'm about to, you know, make is really to help Narayanaswamy help those devotees who are completely displaced in Ukraine. There are hundreds of devotees, and that number is growing literally by the day because of what's happening there. People who have lost their livelihoods, their homes, you know, some people have been abducted by the government and taken away, and the women and children are shelterless. And so, you know, Narayanaswamy has organized a whole operation in the Ukraine, and now that operation has to function really clandestinely because, you know, there's different forces that are inimical to what's happening even in the matter of giving shelter. So, you know, what he and I spoke this morning, and what he's looking for is not a large sum of money by American standards, frankly. $50,000? I think someone here could write a check for $50,000. But it's not a large sum of money for us here. They want to build shelters, a shelter for these displaced devotees in the westernmost part of Ukraine, so the furthest away from Russia, and to actually, you know, buy property there and build. There's a severe winter that's coming because winter in those parts is worse than what we get here. And so, you know, the funds will go towards securing that kind of shelter. And, you know, I'll say this, you know, Kasturba talked about how, you know, Niranjan Swami is so dear to so many people and to him personally. To me and, you know, my wife, Sri Radhika also, he's provided shelter for several years as an instruction, you know, instructing guru, as a shiksha guru. And, you know, I know him personally and I would 100%. A lot of you know me and have probably never seen Niranjan Swami, and a lot of you know Kasturba and have never seen Niranjan Swami. But I'll tell you, we'll vouch for, you know, the integrity, the character, and the deep sincerity and Krishna consciousness of this person, and that every cent that you might want to give will actually go to helping those, you know, refugees who are, you know, displaced from these temples. So he's a very shy person, and I asked him, Maharaj, it'll probably be better coming from you. He's like, no, it's not my nature to ask for anything. That was his response. And that's the kind of man he is. But, you know, so if you want to even know more about this, you know, talk to him, talk to me. And, you know, if all you want to offer at this stage is a prayer to Srimati Radharani, that'll be fantastic also. Please pray for those devotees who are losing everything and have lost everything in Ukraine. Thank you.
Thank you, Shona. Yeah, please help. Please help those devotees if you can. Yes.
We already have set up an organization. So
okay.
We're already sheltering hundreds and hundreds of Vaishnavas that have been displaced by the war.
Yeah.
Now that the Ukraine has been attacked, and directly, there's hundreds and hundreds of other devotees that have to leave immediately.
Okay.
We've already got shelters for women, and they've taken over retreat centers and camps and have been placing people very, very successfully. So it's kind
okay.
of like an urgency.
So I'll repeat what you said, because I'm sure a lot of people couldn't hear it. Just imagine if a war broke out in New York and we were all displaced and we had no home. That's what these devotees are going through, and the winter is coming. And what Dandara Swami mentioned was that Niranjan Swami has already been involved with devotees in Ukraine to set up shelter for hundreds and hundreds of people already. So it's working. They're having success at doing this. But as the war is increasing, there's hundreds and hundreds more. So, you know that if you'd like to give something, that you're giving to an organization that's got its act together, and it's going to go directly to help these people. Okay, is that good? Oh, I'm sorry? You give it to Yashoda or to Niranjan Swami himself, if you like, or to me, or...
Do you have something in the back table? Some place where people can act.
Okay, why don't we also do that? There's a table in the back here. Gaur Kumar is raising his hand by the back door. So if you'd like to leave some money or check there specifically for that, then let us know. This is what I would like it to go to, and we'll make sure that it goes there. There's a website where you can PayPal, but how are they going to find that website? Ukraine, simple, .niranjanaswami.org. We'll try to put that in. We'll put that there in the back. So okay. So again, what we'd like to do now is ask Srila Niranjan Swami to come and chant. After he chants this bhajan, we're going to gradually, just like a flow that just gradually goes on for hours. You know, for hours, just offering these pearls. Not everybody rushing at once. Take your time. Think of a nice prayer for Srimati Rani. Write it down on the pearl. Come up and offer it, and then we'll make a beautiful necklace, a pearl necklace for her that'll be offered on Radhastami. Okay, so Srila Rajaswami, could you please come and chant for us?